James, just to broaden this out slightly. So Accenture Cargo, some numbers from them. Container shipping demand is due to grow at a compound aggregate growth rate of 3.3% over 2025-2028. The order book over that period is at record levels. As Bjorn was saying earlier, we've essentially got almost structural overcapacity, even with Suez not accessible at the moment and those diversifications in place. However way you skin it, it looks like at some point we're going to see a massive oversupply. Is this the boot on the other foot for shippers these next few years? Is that what you're expecting? And how are you expecting shippers to react? You're going to say win-wins, aren't you? Not revenge.
It's the pain and the highs and lows of managing a cyclical market, isn't it? Yes, it will switch. It's got to. The Red Sea diversions came along just at the right time. I think you and I, Mike, had a conversation in the autumn of 23, you know, about what the prospects were. It was not a good time to be a shipping line chief exec, given all the downward pressures and then Red Sea happens, and suddenly, you know, the right rates are going up. Something else could come along to change that dynamic. Who knows? But just on paper, there's going to be a lot of ships on the water looking for boxes to fill those slots. And if the Red Sea starts to be reused, then, you know, another 500,000 TEU suddenly become available. Those are 70 to 80 ships that we were talking about earlier, looking for something to do. Now, how you manage that, how you cope with that as a shipping line, and therefore your deployment decisions, I think it's just a whole new space. Whatever war game they might have for this, it's very difficult not to see rates coming down, spot rates coming down, and therefore back to points been made several times in the podcast, you're looking for other ways of adding value. You're looking for other ways of making your money. And we can all just stand back and watch the economics play out. But as we've been talking about with Gemini, and I'm sure is in the suite of the other shipping lines as well, here's your chance. Here's your chance to step in and add to that offer and see if you're going to either offset some of the losses it looks like you're going to make at this time, and more importantly, secure those customers, because the refrain still is, we don't want spot business, we want contract business. So my response to that is, well, make it interesting. What can you do to look after your customers over that contract period, other than just surcharge them, which has seemed to be the experience of too many to date?
Which is bad, the opinion I carry, saying we don't want spot business. I have a hard time controlling my facial expression, because by adding all these non-negotiable surcharges, they've essentially turned their contracts into spot contracts. You know, when people say, oh, we don't know about this index contract thing, it's not really for us. I'm like, dude, you've been living in index contracts since 2019. Yes. All the contract has been nothing but an uncontrolled index contract since 2019. So tell me again how you don't think you can handle it as a shipper.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.